50% ratchetness.
Becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet, it's Monday!
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Back to the work week. It was a great weekend. A lot of content came out this weekend.
A lot of new music came out this weekend.
When you're in a content-driven business like we are, content is king, right?
Absolutely.
So you had the Rick Ross album.
Amazing album.
You had the Drake More Life album. I'm not into that. That's not my cup of tea.
Couple of joints on there I like. Couple of joints was a little popish.
Hey, man, I have just come to the conclusion that I'm just not a Drake fan musically. Just not.
You like some
but there's some songs you like.
You like some of
But Rick
joints.
Ross album is way better than me. It's not even close.
Rick Ross album is definitely tough.
Not even,
it's a dope album.
Drake's album is not even close to Rick Ross album.
I seen Ross over the weekend. I was out in Atlantic City. Ross was performing, Remy Ma, and Yo Gotti. And I pulled him to the side. I'm like, this album is one of your best. I was like, this is the reason why I even started liking Ross. He was like, thanks, man. It means a lot. He said he's going to come up this weekend. I don't know if he's this week. I don't know if he can make it this week.
I was about to say, we ain't going to be here this weekend.
No, he said he's going to come up this week.
What did Remy Ma say to you and Papoose?
Remy see me and says, Envy, stop the music. You know that ish was trash.
I was like, what was trash?
He's talking about Nicki Minaj's verse.
It was, though.
Yeah, she's like, you know, this is trash. I was like, it was okay, Rem. She was like, no, it was trash. You gonna say what? She was arguing before she got on stage.
Now, did Yo Gotti say anything about Young Dolph?
No, Yo Gotti didn't. He was just like,
you were in the mix of everything.
Everybody this
Remy
weekend,
ain't
yeah.
snuff you, though?
Nah, man, Remy go way back.
I had date night this weekend. I was at the Garden. I went to go to the fight, go watch Triple G.
Oh, yeah, you went G-Spin.
G-Spin was there. I thought G-Spin
was
there.
Fun date.
No, I mean, of course my wife was there, but G-Spin was there.
Okay.
G-Spin is our guy. G-Spin don't work in here anymore.
Nah, he don't.
You know, but that's my brother for life, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be in a position that way. But went to go watch Triple G and Danny Jacobs get it in.
Okay.
All right, well, I went to two Nets games this weekend since
Why?
I was in New York.
Did they win any? Because
I'm
like
from
that.
Brooklyn.
Did they win any?
No, it was very, very down to the last minute. But shout out to Andre, who hooked me up with the tickets. That's your guy, Envy.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, treat me like Envy, man.
Who got time to go to two Nets games? The Nets that don't even want to go to two Nets games. The people that play for the Nets don't even want to go to two Nets games.
Well, I went on Friday. They lost to the Celtics. And then I went yesterday, and they lost to the Mavericks.
So you went to see the other teams, or did you go see the Nets?
I went to go see the Nets. I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So
what does that mean? I'm from Brooklyn.
It's the Brooklyn Nets.
A lot
okay,
of
guys.
You from Brooklyn? That don't mean you're a scammer.
You never know.
Anymore?
No. Anymore.
And then we actually did an event with Kevin Hart over the weekend.
That.
I just want to clarify something. We did this Rumble with Heart event. It's fighting childhood obesity. Juices for Life was involved. We provided ginger shots, which is very good for restoring your.
Body
so your muscles,
workout, right?
Yeah, so your muscles don't get too sore, and it's good for your digestive system. And we did some protein shakes for after. Kevin Hart did buy us our chairs. For everybody that keeps on
Absolutely.
Saying, when is Kevin Hart going to get
no,
you
he
your
did
chairs?
Buy chairs? Yes.
I saw Kevin. He was a little irritated too. He's like, "Can you let people know I got you guys the chairs? I'm tired of everyone asking me when am I going to get you your chairs." So yes, we got our chairs from Kevin Hart.
From Kevin right. Hart, not I Heart. Remember
right.
that.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart gave us our chairs. And shout out to the young ladies at Hofstra University. I also did an event there called Girls Talk. It was great, talking about the dangers of social media.
Okay. All right, I got my nephew up here this week, his spring break. His name is Casey.
He already told me he's a Drake fan and that he loved the More Life album.
Hold on, his name is Casey?
His last name is not Casey, but his first name is Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I was like, that's pretty silly. So nobody thought that one through?
No.
That's pretty lazy. Casey.
His first name is Casey.
What you want to call him, Casey?
Casey. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, hey, be careful if you are smoking some weed, because you could get caught in San Diego. Police are doing something brand new there. Also, Uber, more controversy.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Is Drake, Fake Love. This is on the album. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NCAA tournament, I know a lot of people's brackets are effed up.
And rightfully so.
South Carolina eliminated Duke.
South Carolina Gamecocks. Drop one of Clues bombs for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Damn it, eliminated the number two seed Duke. I'm going to go watch the Gamecocks this Friday at the Garden.
You going to go to the Garden?
You damn right. You know, my wife is a University of South Carolina alumni.
Okay.
We Gamecocks over here.
Wisconsin beat Villanova and Michigan beat Louisville. Now, also, you went to the Triple G fight over the weekend, right?
I did. That was a great fight, man, because Chocolito was on the undercard. He lost. But it was a good fight. I mean, you know.
People thought Danny Jacobs was going to get knocked out.
I did. I thought Danny Jacobs was going to be knocked out in the fourth, fifth round. But, I mean, shoot, Danny Jacobs beat cancer. So clearly he showed us why he beat cancer on Saturday night, because he's a tough mother effer.
Mm.
Okay.
Now let's talk about Donald Trump. I know we hate talking about him, but what's he doing this weekend? What'd he do?
Well, now it turns out the FBI Director James Comey is going to have to testify to the House Intelligence Committee. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he's going to have to say there was no wiretapping, even though our President Donald Trump has claimed that former President Obama has tapped his phones during the election process. It turns out that they are expected to hear him say, Comey say, that never happened. There's no evidence.
We knew that already, though.
We knew that, but now they have to come forward and admit that, which is embarrassing to Donald Trump, amongst other embarrassments.
Now, also tell us about Uber president.
Well, the Uber president, Jeff Jones, has quit. Jeff Jones actually has only been there for 6 months. He left his role as chief marketing officer for Target to become Uber's president. He said, it is now clear, however, that the beliefs and approach to leadership that have guided my career are inconsistent with what I saw and experienced at Uber. So Uber's been having a pretty tough time with claims of sexism and harassment, all kinds of controversies, and he has stepped down now after 6 months.
Yeah, think about all the stuff you see with Uber that you don't hear about. Like, we've had personal experiences with Uber. I've had Uber drop one of my peoples off, speed off, and throw their luggage out of the stop sign and driving.
That's crazy.
Well, good news for Lyft.
That's why they use Lyft anyway. But all right.
All right, and if you're in San Diego, police are now going to be using these machines, the Draeger Drug Test 5000 machines, and that is to see if you've been smoking some weed. So they're going to debut that. They actually debuted that on Friday, and they're going to be using those at checkpoints. So if you're in San Diego, they already use these machines in places like L.A., New York, Arizona, Nevada.
So they can tell if you smoke weed?
Yes.
Why do you need something? You can look at somebody's eyes and tell if they're high.
They can tell if you smoke weed, cocaine, opiates, methamphetamines, amphetamines, methadone, all of those things.
I don't need no machine to tell if somebody high. But I can look right at you.
It doesn't tell you the level of how intoxicated you are, but it can tell you that somebody's high, and then you would have to take a blood test to find out how much is in your system.
Hey, man, high is high. Right? I can look. I don't need to know what level of high you are, okay? He high. I can look in your eyes and say, oh, you high right now.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you had a...
What the hell was you listening to just now?
I was downloading Drake album.
Uh-oh.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Or you can also tell them why you're blessed. If you feel good, maybe some positivity happened to you this weekend. Maybe it was your birthday. Maybe you had a baby. Maybe you and your baby mom made things right. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Why you look like that, Measy? You start shaking his head. You good?
As soon as he heard the word baby mama, he just start shaking his head. What happened, bro? You want to tell us something?
You all right?
You want to get it off your chest? You can be a part of the show this morning. And Measy is our board op, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to talk?
He runs all boards and...
You tell him why you're mad and tell him why you're blessed.
He heard the word baby mama just now and started shaking his head crazy. Are you on child support now, son?
Sorry to hear it.
What happened, Emezy? You sure you don't want to talk about it?
I'm good.
Nah, he ain't good. That's that black man, I'm good. I'm good. That means I'm just surviving. Somebody pray for me, please.
We'll pray
for
you.
It's rough out here.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Kia.
Hey, Kia. You mad this morning, mama?
Yes, I'm very mad.
Why?
Because me and my husband went in January to file our taxes, and it's March, and the lady still hasn't even put all our information in.
Well, wow. Somebody gonna have to file an extension.
Matt, what did you say?
Somebody gonna have to file an extension.
I don't even know. At first, we were calling her and calling her and calling her, and she was like, I put it in. And come to find out, she hasn't even sent anything off at all.
You need to go get your paperwork back and go to another accountant.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking about it.
Don't play with the IRS.
I'm thinking about pulling up on her and coming straight through her front door.
There you go. Pull up on her. She's slowing up your process. You got weave to buy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I'm natural.
You tell me. Oh, okay. I hear you.
Making these assumptions.
Well, thank you, mama. Good luck, all right?
Thank you.
You supposed to be getting money back?
We're supposed to.
How much?
I don't even know because I need to call the IRS and make sure everything's right anyway from what she was telling me.
Okay.
I don't even think her paperwork is right.
It don't even sound like she's a real accountant, so be careful.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kenneth. How you doing?
What's up, Kenneth? Tell him why you mad.
Okay, I'm pissed off because we, for months, way before the election, we tried to put Ms. Hillary Clinton in the office. Now, we all knew that if Donald Trump had got in, he was going to mess us up. Now, she wanted us to vote for her. We tried to help her win this election. Now, the word is the election was hacked. Was it hacked, or is it because they didn't vote for her?
Did you just get out? You've been locked up for 3 months or something? Why are you calling us with this old news?
I was trying to get through and I couldn't get...
For that long?
For three months. Oh, you've been trying to call since... Okay, since January.
Right. Okay, remember this past October, it was two president debates and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was both arguing. And then she stated, why won't he release his tax returns? And
sis, we know about all of this, sis.
That's what a man.
This is a sis.
Oh.
What is your point, sir? We know about all of this. Tell me the point. Come to the conclusion.
We tried to put Hillary Clinton in the office because we knew that if he got in, he was going to mess us all up.
So that's your point?
That's why we're so mad.
He a little late.
I think maybe it's the whole FBI situation with Comey about to come forward and testify, and that also ties back to Hillary Clinton with the emails that he was talking about so much, and the whole hacking of with the Russians. That's all going to come up when they talk about the wiretap.
I don't know. He's just a little late.
I don't know. Maybe it triggered something.
I don't know. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us. But now, tell him why you're blessed. If you had a great weekend, some positivity, you want to spread some this morning, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's poppin', Breakfast Club? It's the King from Houston, man. What's going down?
What's up, bro? Tell them why you blessed this morning, man.
Hey, man, first of all, I'm blessed because I woke up this morning, man. I know for sure somewhere somebody was unable to get up this morning, so I'm thankful that I was able to get up with all my fingers and my toes.
You're right. Somebody woke up dead this morning, brother.
Hey, no doubt. No doubt. Somebody woke up dead this morning, huh? But then secondly, this weekend, man, first, me and my old lady been going through some problems, man. So this weekend, I went to church Sunday. I got filled with the Holy Spirit, man. And I went home. I sit down with baby. We sit down and watch TV. We ain't arguing on one time.
There you go.
And let me ask you a question. Did you go to church with your girl?
Nah, I didn't.
That don't make no sense.
He needed some blessings.
But y'all should go together.
I made an oath to myself that I was gonna go because I got some personal problems.
There you go.
I told her that I'm gonna go and get myself right first and take the first step. So I figured that the Bible say, man, go on, follow the word, your lady go follow you, and so on and so forth. So
yeah, your lady should have followed you in the church Sunday. Y'all should have been in there hand in hand. Why you get the word and she don't?
One step at a time.
I know. Hey, there you go, man. One step at a time. I'm trying to show that I'm making it, but I took a big step by going because I ain't been in a while.
I went to church today without you.
Nah, he just trying to get. He got the Holy Ghost. He good. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Why you blessed this morning?
Well, I want to tell y'all I'm blessed because I woke up this morning and I woke up to my beautiful fiance. Her name is Stephanie Simmons, and I just wanted to let y'all know that she's a good woman.
I know her.
Stephanie Santiago, yeah.
Stephanie Simmons.
I know Stephanie Simmons. Tell her I said what's up. Tell her I said hi. Old friend.
All right.
All right, bro.
All right, appreciate it.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Whitney.
Hey, Whitney, what you calling for? Tell them why you blessed?
I tell them why I'm mad.
Okay.
All right, all right.
My son's father dropped off clothes yesterday, which is fine. But then you're going to dictate when I can put them on my son? Come on, these ain't play clothes. He's three. Everything's play clothes.
No. He's right. Everything is not play clothes. There's clothes that you taking your kid to school with, and then there's clothes, weekend clothes.
Damn right. I'm a grown-ass man, and I still got play clothes.
He's 3 years old.
I don't care what you're
playing. Everything gets dirty.
Well, he plays in everything, I'm sure.
No, man.
All the time.
You got
to
know.
Even when he's in school and play clothes, they still play at school.
Right.
Well, you got to know what sneakers to send them to school.
Absolutely.
But you can't dictate what you put on the tie that you only see every 3 months. Come on now.
Oh.
Every 3 months.
Well, that was a jab.
The reason she don't care about play clothes or good clothes is because you don't pay for them. That's all it boiled down to.
Don't push it till you have a brand.
I pay for everything. He don't pay for everything. I pay for it all.
Well, that man ain't bring no play clothes over. He bought clothes for that boy to wear to church.
And weekends.
Okay.
There you go.
And when y'all go out. All right. Not the play in.
All right.
Every day's a play day.
Well, you have a good morning. That was supposed to be telling him why you're blessed. He was a little mad. But tell him why you're blessed. If you want to spread some positivity, you can always call us 800-585-1051. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about a huge pop artist that revealed that she actually tried to pray the gay away when she was younger. Also, we will discuss Apple Music, find out what Chance the Rapper says is his situation with Apple Music, and of course, Drake releasing his album over the weekend.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Drake's More Life album came out on Saturday, and everybody is breaking down who is Drake talking about on this album, right? Because there's a lot of little subliminals, a lot of shots he takes at people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the intro, Free Smoke, it is said that he is referencing, of course, J-Lo, because he actually says it. Check it out.
I start my day slow. Still pajamas when I wake, though. Mirror vow to the face, though. I drunk text J-Lo. Old number, so it bounced back.
He actually dissed himself. Because he said he drunk texted J-Lo and it was an old number and it bounced back. So J-Lo gave J-Lo changed his number.
She changed her number. She's with A-Rod now.
Damn it, man.
And what happened? I thought they had some music coming together. I thought it would be on this album. He did borrow the chorus of her, If You Have My Love, for Teenage Fever on that album.
Maybe he had to be nice to her. No, he had to be nice to her so she cleared that sample.
I don't think she owns that. I think it's on her album.
Right. Well, anyway, he also allegedly, people feel like, is addressing Kid Cudi on Free Smoke. Check this out.
Y'all keep playing with your nose, yeah. You get high and do the most, yeah. How you let a kid fighting ghosts, writing rumors turning to a ghost? Y'all keep playing with your nose, yeah. You get high and do the most, yeah. How you let a kid fighting ghosts, writing rumors turning to a ghost?
Playing it twice?
That might have been a double shot, though, because that second line was definitely towards Meek.
Yeah, the first,
you let the kid fighting ghost writing rumors turn you to a ghost?
But he talks about the nose candy, too, so I'm sure he's talking about him
and
as well.
And then he's probably saying Kid Cudi's cold out here now.
Y'all got too much time on your hand to be trying to break down who is subliminally dissed in
America. Well, Drake's a huge artist, and his albums do numbers, so people are definitely paying attention to what he's saying. Now, he also definitely addresses Meek on Lose You. Here's what he said.
All you did was write the book on garbage rollies, ego stroking, picture posting. Claiming that you do it for motivational purposes only, but you just had to show me. See, I know because I study you closely. I know when someone lying.
All right, well, we knew something was going
to
come.
Hey, salute to all the Drake fans. I've been to Drake concerts, so I see the reaction to his music. His fan base is crazy, but it definitely ain't for me. I'm just not a Drake music connoisseur.
He's shooting at a different customer. He's shooting at Pop. He's shooting at La Mega. He's shooting at...
Let's continue going through the album. Do Not Disturb on this song. He actually is taking a shot at Tory Lanez, according to people listening, and that is because if you listen, he says, you won Daystar, and of course, Tory Lanez's real name is Daystar Peterson. Check it out.
You overnight celebrity, you one day star. Swear I told you that I'm in this for eternity. I am a reflection of all of your insecurities. Behind closed doors, a lot of six God worshiping. Done talk now, cause there's a that's concerning me.
So people feel like that was addressed to Tory Lanez. And then Jay-Z. Here is a song, Portland, that many people feel like this was a shot at Jay.
Fake with me back then, but it's getting hard for you to fake it now. Being rich when I'm 40, man, I'm trying to make it now.
So there you have it.
How's that a shot at Jay?
Well, because Jay is in his 40s. He's saying he wants to be rich now. And
Jay
also,
been rich since his 20s. He came into the game 100 grand strong, 9 to be exact, from grinding G-Packs.
And he talked about...
be clear.
And he talked about him warning people about being phony, and that was in the song that Jay-Z did previously. So that's why people feel like Light Up you know, that's a little shot at Jay-Z. It seems like they do have some type of back and forth, and that might come from the whole Apple versus Tidal situation when Drake was supposed to do a situation at Tidal, and he ended up at Apple.
I don't got that kind of time to try to sit around and figure out who somebody talking about. I needed to be a little bit more direct.
All right. Oh, you just needed to say the name?
Yeah, be a little bit more direct. I don't think
that was a shot at Jay.
I don't think so.
The other shots were definitely.
Well, a lot of people online, that's what they're feeling. So I'm just letting you guys know what's going on out there. When people are listening to the album and they broke it down on a lot of different websites and a lot of people on Twitter talking, that's what's being said, just think, so you know, are aware.
I think Raphael Sadiq was dissing the other two members of Tony on the Rick Ross Apple of My Eye record. I'm going to be honest with you.
Shut up, man.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. That is your rumor report.
You're a jerk.
All right. And Rick Ross' album is better than More Life, by the way.
We'll get into Rick Ross' album as well in the next rumors.
That was Migos, Bad and Bougie. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. He's a Brooklyn rapper, goes by the name of Casanova. He signed to Memphis Bleak, and he has an album out right now.
He's a predicate felon.
He is a felon. Ladies and gentlemen, Casanova.
Going on.
Peace, beloved.
Peace, God.
What's happening, my brother?
I'm easy, man.
You got the project out finally. Everybody was wondering what's going to happen after the Run record.
Yeah, they
everybody getting shot.
Yeah, nobody getting shot this one. It's a couple robberies and stuff like that. But nobody getting shot.
All right. So who is Casanova, man?
I used to be robbing. I used to be running the streets. And I found music. Mm-hmm. That's like finding God. You know
so
what
you
man?
Staying out of trouble because I had heard that you was banned from coming up here. From an incident that happened at Powerhouse.
We
want to
put that out.
Let's talk about that situation, though.
No,
I don't encourage artists to do that, but that was gangster.
I'm going to tell you why it was the perfect storm, because you weren't there, right? And they knew three members had to come on stage. So when Angela Yee walked up, you
wasn't
there.
Where the hell was Charlamagne?
So I don't know where Charlamagne was. So Casanova walks up stage. The white man just assumed it was Charlamagne and gave him the mic.
We all don't look alike. That's what he gets.
See, now, this is crazy. This is my first time hearing this story. I didn't even know what happened.
You was right there, you
jackass. I just saw there was some type of scuffle.
That's not exactly what happened, though. After Casanova got the mic, Casanova told DJ Will, play my shit.
No,
Will was like, no, I can't. Play my shit.
The white man tried to take the mic back from Casanova. Yeah. Casanova's like, I'm not giving the mic back. They're going to play my shit.
I was not giving that mic back over my dead body. But the crazy part about it, I thought the mic was on. I thought I was lit. So I'm like, I go out, I hit my shit. I'm like, this, try to catch me. Nothing. I hit my shit, though. Everybody looking like I'm performing. I'm getting texted, you did your thing, all that. I was like, yeah, you know how I do, baby. You know? Shit lit. Power. You know what I'm saying?
And they was like, Casanova's banned from now on.
I didn't know what it was over.
I didn't even get the memo.
I didn't even get the memo.
Y'all slide me out the game. Now.
Well, you know what? The ban got lifted at the right time, I guess, right when the album comes out.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Man, I ain't going to front. That was a good look for me. I got a couple shows after that.
But you know, every time I see Casanova, it doesn't matter what event I'm doing. I'm like, Casanova, come on right now.
You ain't got no choice because you know he's going to perform whether you want him to or not.
I'll be turned, man. I just got that energy. I'll be jumping for joy. I've been in the slums. I'll be happy.
Let's talk about that. I once heard Noriega say, it's this new artist from New York named Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe him. he said, I believe you.
I think the proof is in the pudding. Like, you got to believe me because it's on my rap sheet. This ain't nothing I just woke up and said, I want to be gangster. I don't glorify being, you know what I'm saying, gangster. I just put in work, you know what I'm saying? Dumb. Everybody go through that phase in life where you want to prove yourself to others. You want to be accepted instead of respected. You don't really care about nothing else but to fit in with your crew or your fellow DJs or your fellow friends. You want to fit in. You do things not to stand out. You know what I'm saying? You just want to be good with your friends. And I guess that's where I messed my life up at, because I was good. My mom had the big crib. I was getting Jordans every week, but I still stole them. You know what I'm saying? Just to be down, you know, waiting on the sneaker line.
Stole them off people's feet or from the store?
Off the store. They go cop their Jordans. That's why I got coins now. So let me tell you. So you wait on the line.
I got coins.
You wait on the line. And they could be like, yeah, let me get a, you know how the Jordan lines be deep.
Yeah,
let me get a size 8. You got last size 8? Only one more size 8. I wear 9. I'm waiting for him, like, all right, 8. All right, cool. He come out with his bag. Give me that. And start taking off. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. It was cool. You get the sneakers, you go down the block, your man laughing. Stuff like that until I realized, When I went to Auburn Correctional Facility, that was my last gangster move. I said, you got to take a shower in a bucket? I said, I ain't coming back to jail,
man. What you mean in the bucket? They give you a bucket of water?
Yeah, a bucket of water, like Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You only get to shower outside, like that's in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. But Tuesdays and Thursdays, you got to use the bucket.
Yeah. They're trying to conserve water?
That's how they do. They just, it just to fuck up your head, truthfully. Mm-hmm. It's really, they could put everybody in the shower. It's a shower right there on the block. But they make you take it outside, they embarrass you, you know what I'm saying?
How long was you locked up for?
Yeah. I did 7 years in a couple months, like 6 months.
That was your one stint?
I did 7 years, and before that I did a 1 to 3, and before that I did a year, and before that, like, DFY time, I just like 2 months.
What did you get charged with?
Oh, let's pour some drinks, bro. I need to know all these crimes.
Get some drinks.
Okay, now hold on.
I bought two Deuces for all of y'all 2 times.
Okay. I just want to point out that when you first came in here, Casanova, I asked Charlamagne, are you going to have a drink? He said, no, he's not drinking today. But he did drink when Ed Sheeran was here, and I thought it wouldn't be right.
It was like, you drink with the white man. I'm like, God,
you
want to
drink with me? You want to turn up with me? You see?
Thank you.
You stole these? Actually,
since, you know, I'm in the building of Roc Nation, I get them complimentary.
You signed to Roc Nation, right?
Oh, nah, I don't worry about none of that. You trying to get me killed. Nah, Warehouse.
Which is Memphis Bleek's label, right?
Yeah, that's through Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z gave him a little setup.
Okay.
You know, I'm out there running Warehouse.
Did you have a relationship with Memphis Bleek before that?
Yeah, through tax. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a relationship like months prior. We were just chilling in the studio, like, and then he was just feeling me, my vibe. He heard my song, he was like, yo, I'm gonna fuck with it.
All right, we got more with Casanova. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Casanova in the building. He's a Brooklyn artist, Brooklyn rapper, signed to Memphis Bleek. He's been in prison for a long time. He finally come out. He changed his life around. If you got robbed, it could have been him. Now, Casanova's here. Charlamagne?
What makes a young man want to commit robbery? Because you said you was doing it for acceptance, or was you doing it because you really needed to survive?
I didn't need to survive. And I said that the other day. I think that come with hating on people.
It does.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you're a robber, you really a hater. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to say it, but you a hater. Because you want what somebody got because you feel like he don't deserve it.
Mm.
You don't want it because he's soft. Because you just be like, man, fuck out of here. Look at this. Who Envy think he is?
Yeah.
Good example.
He's
talking
to you right now.
That's how I be. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, that's how I be.
I got
you know
it
what
in my
saying?
Shoe. I knew he was coming today.
Hey, yo.
That sounded so real.
If you don't even know, I didn't even know him. And I saw him walking in the Drink Champs one day. You had the jewelry on and I was just chilling. I said, look at this right here. I let you slide. Then.
You
don't
let
me shoot me.
You know what I
this had to be recently. So you just suppressed your hate.
Oh, so I was there too.
Yeah, you was there.
I'm just asking.
But I ain't robbed no females though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you good. Your watch can stay on you. You good.
You just suppressed.
Well, I'm a woman. I'm good.
Yeah, I just kind of suppressed it when I just gave up. I just was like, you got what you got. I got what I got. I got to get what you got some other way than getting you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just started being blessed, like, literally, like, bags just start falling in my hand. Mm-hmm. I just start meeting people with different situations and, like, construction jobs and stuff like that. So I'm trapping, I'm doing this, but no robbing. Mm-hmm. Robbing was really the thing that got me in trouble. Right. I never got in trouble for dibbling, dabbling, selling weed, drugs, whatever the case be. It was just that robbery.
You know, I never understood why. Like, you know, with a robber's mind, why would you rob somebody that looks like you opposed to an easier lick?
You mean a white man?
You know the white man ain't gonna have no hammer on you.
No.
9 times out of 10.
The white man ain't got no money. Mm. White man got credit cards. They gonna clip that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And he got the cash.
And truthfully, I wasn't, you know, I got locked up for it. So I was robbing check cashing. I got locked up for a check cashing school. Mm-hmm. So I really wasn't on dudes. But when it come my way, it was just in me like, who the hell is think he is? And the hate is real with you would want to take your bitch because he feel like you don't deserve her. Mm-hmm. It's just hate. It's all type of hate. You know what I'm saying? Like
I've never heard somebody admit that.
Yeah, that's how I go. You don't even like your girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And girls be thinking they the shit like, yeah, he on my body. He on my body. He wants you to prove a point. And that's what we do. It's just the hate, and the hate be real. The hate to get you killed.
Did you never used to wear a mask? Like, how'd you get caught?
I used to, nah, like, and when I was, like, do store shit, I wear a mask. But regular hood, I just walk up to you and just give it to you. Like, what up? Let me get that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Somebody told on you one day.
Yeah.
You never fearful of somebody coming back at you?
Nah, I was kamikaze. Like, I was really living my life, like, bad. Like, no license. Hammer in the car. Mm-hmm. Trying to be accepted. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be the best, the toughest dude in my crew. I wanted to prove myself. And now, just like even last night, it was some dude just walked up to me. He was drunk. He was saying a couple things. What you looking at? I said, God bless you, man. Step over. Have a nice day. And it feels so good.
Yeah, I seen the video on your Instagram. The white dude rubbed your head or something. He was like,
yeah, even stuff like that. I don't be caring no more. Yeah, I'm just
a little weird.
Got money now.
But you don't got nothing to prove because you know yourself.
I'm blessed. I'm in a different element right now. I swear, like, I'm just so happy.
You're at Roc Nation brunches.
Yeah, I'm at brunches with home, baby.
You got like, songs with Chris Brown.
Yeah, I'm blowing up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just blessed, and I think I could change all these dudes that think it's no way and give them hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see dudes in my comments like, yo, thank you, Cad, you giving us hope. Because it's dudes that can out-rap me, but you so hateful that you don't want to be around dudes with money because you feel like you don't got it. That's another thing. Come around. Get next to the bag because you're going to be the bag. And that's what I had to learn. Mm-hmm. I started coming around the bag and giving me the crumbs. And the crumbs was good. You get the leftover bitches. You get the leftover crumbs. Everything. You know what I'm saying?
Until you upgrade.
Right. Until you become that man. So I had to learn. And it took me a lot of years. But I'm trying to change the world.
All right, we got more with Casanova when we come back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Casanova's in the building. He's signed to Memphis Bleek. He's on a subsidiary of Roc Nation. Casanova's here, Charlamagne.
You know what I'm saying?
I got one more question about Robin, but when you did the 7 years...
Charlamagne want to go.
I know, like, come on.
You want me to show you how... Let's go. Come on, get your mask. What's your work there, God?
His mask got his name on it. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, you done.
When you robbed whoever you robbed to get the 7 years, was what you got worth it? Like, what did you take from the person?
Hell no. I didn't take nothing. I robbed the check cashing.
Oh,
it was
okay,
probably, like 15,000 in there. At the time, I thought I was rich. I was like 17, 18. Mm-hmm. That right there, and visas were popping in. I already had plans. I'm running from the store with the bag. You know, I went in there, hey, white, get down, boom, boom. I don't know why they gave me the money because, you know, at the time, we used to wait till they open up the store, whatever it came, but the person was already behind the bulletproof joint. But I just scared him so much. He just started passing the money through. So as I'm running, I'm just thinking, like, I'm lit. I'm going to get me Mad Red Monkeys. So that dream was shattered in about an hour. I ran around the block to a shorty crib, right? So we up there. That's where all the hoolies be. We up there chilling. I'm in there counting the money, bumping music. We chilling. I'm telling them, I'm going to get Red Monkeys. I'm going to Vinny's. I'm going to get the Brooklyn shirt. I asked them. They know I used to come through there and tear it up. Long story short, I hear knock, knock, knock. I go to the door. She like, it's the police. I pass the fuck out. I'm so young and dumb. I'm thinking about movies. I swear to God, I start setting my shirt on fire because I dumb shit, man. I'm taking the gun, the bullets out the gun, flushing them down the toilet.
Wrapping them in toilet
paper. I'm trying to dismantle the gun. I say, get no gloves. Look, no gloves on. I'm dumb. Just touching the gun, finger f***ing the gun, DNA all over the gun. I throw the gun out the back window thinking I'm safe. I'm like, yo, I tell my man, I said, yo, listen, we good? As long as you don't tell, they don't know nothing. So she like, oh, Cass, I got to open the door. I'm like, don't open the door. She said, I got to open the door. I said, all right, go ahead, open the door. They locked me up. They said, yeah, we saw you throw the gun out the window, too. Say, my dumb ass goes to the fire escape not knowing they behind
right.
The fire escape And then he said, I caught it. You know that? I was so f***ing pissed. I was so pissed. But at the time, that's why I love my moms. At the time, my mom didn't believe none of that. Because when I
she,
got...
He would never.
Never. She was like, I'll bail him out. You put him in, I'll bail him out. That's when I kind of thought I was invisible till them start catching up. I started getting 2 cases, 3 cases. I'm like, shit.
Man, invincible.
Yeah.
You said invisible. I was like,
invisible, like see-through. And then I just kind of learned right there. I was just like going through jail. It was cool. You go to jail, you put in work, your mans get the news. You was doing what you was doing. You cutting whatever. Kaz ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? Just like with the ASAP Rocky story.
And now, hold on. People don't know you was locked up with ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP told us. I think it was Drink Champ.
Yeah.
Elliot Wilson. Rap Radar. And he said that you held him down, basically.
Mm-hmm. With the ASAP story.
How'd you be ASAP in there?
He was in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. He was in the bullpen. It's before he was ASAP, but he was in the bullpen. I just looked at him. He was like, he looked distressed. I had my, my Air Max on and some Evisos and all that. He was like, yo, you get those sneakers. Like, they took mine. I'm like, man, I've been through this like 4 times. How you doing? You all right? Listen, don't do this. Don't sit on the table. Don't let them get your PIN number. Watch out for this. They're going to come up to you, boom, boom. If you land with me, though, you good, homie. Don't worry about it. And we went in the house. Everything was good.
Why ASAP, though? Like, how did you...
It was just because, like I told him, he posed no threat. You always get some. You always talk to somebody that don't pose no threat.
Mm. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You might not talk to a next DJ, but you'll talk to a random person about music. You don't want to talk to you. You competition. Mm. Or I might have to worry about you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I was talking to him and everything, and we just clicked up. And he got in a little situation. Scratch that. He got his food the first day, and it's something called like the Iron Horse, which is metal. A whole metal table. You don't sit on the metal table because it's like you really want to sit on the regular chairs, but then you're going to have to fight. So what you do, you stand up. Let know you ain't with it. Like, I'm not sitting on your violating you, and I ain't sitting on that iron horse, what they call an iron. I sit on that hard-ass with all these. So you just, you know, stand up and just chill. So I'm standing up eating my food, just looking at everybody. ASAP, sit down. I said, get up. Don't sit on that. Come on. So he was like, yo, what happened? I said, told you, don't sit on it. Don't sit over there. Anyway, he got in an altercation. And
so he sat down in the chair and somebody tried him?
No, I think he got in an altercation for something like a soup or something.
Yeah.
And he was flexing. He was arguing with son, whatever. But you're not going to know jail until you've been there.
Right.
Like, you think. You by yourself. No, they all, it's teamwork. They've been living together for a year or so.
So they're going to jump you.
They're going to jump you. That's what they're going to do. Situation with boy. So they all surrounding. I'm not like, put my shit down. None of y'all not touching them. He going to go in there and have a fight, and that's what he going to do. He goes out. He put in work. And
he went to lose.
He put in work. And that's how I knew I was with him after that. We started f***ing with each other. He like, yo, I'm about to bail out. Don't worry. Boom, boom, this, that, and third. And I didn't even know if that was he was going to be whatever or he was rapping.
So even when he popped off, you didn't know that this is the guy you was locked up with?
No, I didn't know because his homegirl called me like, yo, I got to tell you something. But I'm going to let him tell you. I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. He FaceTimed me like, you know who I am?
ASAP Rocky.
Somebody you robbed back in the day.
Nah, I'm like, this nigga won't play around. He said, yo, remember Mama G? That's the CEO name. Mama G, boo, boo, what is that? I'm looking at him like, he was locked up. Like, ASAP was like, he like, remember I had the perp? I was like, that was you, he said, yeah, that was me. We start going and we start talking for an hour. And he was like, yo, whatever you need. I got you. You want to come out here? I'm like, nah, I'm on parole. I can't come out there. But, and we just stay on the phone. And that's what I'm saying. Just God been blessing me all around.
Yeah, that's like a very hood way of saying that. Be nice to everybody because you never know who's going to be who.
Use a jail networker.
Yeah. You got to because, and I was young. You know what I'm saying? I was a hothead. I was really a hothead. And but I never was a bully. I hate bullies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I never was a bully. I never took nothing from nobody that didn't deserve it. Because even when I was robbing, I was just like robbing that did something wrong to whoever.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're not a bully, and we appreciate you for joining us today.
Drop on the Clues Bombs with Casanova.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
The full interview will be online probably in another hour. Mm-hmm. A lot more stories. I mean, the brother was in solitary confinement for 32 months. If you've been watching, like, the Khalif Browder story on mm-hmm. On Spike TV, it's plenty of stories like that all over, and Casanova was one of them.
Absolutely.
He speaks on my guy Tax Stone and why he named his mixtape Be Safe, though, which is one of Tax Stone's catchphrases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go watch that full Casanova interview. Let your kids watch that full Casanova interview. It's better than any episode of Beyond Sketch. Great.
There you go. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
We sure do, and we are going to talk about Tyson Beckford on Watch What Happens Live, find out who we called the F-boy. Also, Birdman, how did he respond to Rick Ross's Idols Become Rivals song?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
What's going on? Elvis Duran is in here.
Elvis just stepped into the room.
The Godfather, Elvis Duran.
We can't stop.
What's happening?
What's up, Godfather? What's happening?
There's a bunch of bagpipes.
Greg T. What's up, Greg T?
Yo, what up?
Am I in the way?
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, what the hell's going on?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Okay.
Today's St. Patrick's Day.
It was last week.
Well, you know, we're a little late on it.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
What are y'all wearing to your kilts? Just FYI. I just want to know.
Is that, they pull it up. They pull it up.
Oh, my God.
Did he just flash you?
He ain't got nothing on.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's flirting with you.
We just want to bring you a little delayed Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well,
thank you. Thank you, Godfather.
We want to interrupt your flow.
We have our green drinks.
Down the hall.
Oh, thank you very much.
We're going to flow down to Light FM.
You guys didn't bring any drinks for us, though?
Drop on the Clues Bombs for the Godfather, Elvis Duran.
Absolutely.
Hail, what are you drinking down here? All right, we're going to get out of your way.
Listen,
bye, guys.
All right, see you guys later.
Elvis Duran is making so much money that he just walks around with a bagpipe, man, all through the iHeart building.
Goodness gracious.
You guys hate when I show up.
I love when you show up.
When Elvis Duran says he has a surprise for us, we don't know if somebody's going to be naked.
You see somebody's naked.
This guy. Is he naked?
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
He really did just flash us.
I had no idea.
My.
I didn't know that they'd be naked under their kilts.
Greg T is really naked.
He's really naked.
And he really just...
And he has the smallest penis I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, Jesus Christ, crazy that you just said that, because I just asked you, do you compare penises with other men? And you told me no, and now you just compared.
He flashed me. I had to see that.
In his defense, he's flaccid. I don't have the biggest penis on flaccid either. I'm a grower, not a shower.
His balls were bigger than his... You know what? Forget it.
Okay.
So you really looked that hard in that 1 second.
Go ahead, Yee.
Rumors, yes. Do we have time? No?
One quick story.
All right. I don't know if this is going to be quick, but Birdman has addressed the Rick Ross diss on the Rather You Than Me album, Idols Become Rivals. Mm-hmm. In case you don't remember, this is what Rick Ross said on the album.
Knew that you would never visit BG, Turk
came home. Take that boy a three-piece. Shooting dope, using coke, moving like you the folks. Sacrificing half our life for your new music coat. You would give us self-esteem and motivate our drive. But was in our pocket by the time we count to five. I pray you find the kindness in your heart for Wayne. His entire life, he gave you what there was to gain. I watched this whole debacle, so I'm part to blame. Last request, can all producers please get paid?
All right, so Billboard asked Birdman specifically about what happened with this whole Rick Ross diss, and he said, I don't get caught up in ho-ish. I just keep doing what I'm doing and keep pushing. I don't get caught up in that. I don't play like that. I'm a man. I stand my ground. I do my thing. Numbers don't lie, and that's all I give a F about, numbers and putting them up.
No, Birdman, you got to have that same energy with Rick Ross
that you had
when you came in the Breakfast Club.
We have a clip of it.
Okay?
No, we don't have a clip.
I asked you, was you going to pull up on Rick Ross or Trick Daddy like that? You got to have that same energy with Rick Ross that you had with the Breakfast Club. Okay?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report, plus a little St. Patrick's Day bagpipe theme music.
Charlemagne, say the gang, don't get out of Charlemagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 20th, the first day of spring. See, it doesn't even feel like it in New York, so nobody cares. But it's going to a soccer star in Ghana named Mohamed Anas, who plays for South Africa's Free State Stars. Now, like your Uncle Sharla always tell you kids, sometimes someone has to die in order for someone to live, okay? We must learn from the mistakes of others, and no, there is no better learning experience than what Mohamed Anas just did. See, Mohamed had just been named Man of the Match. I guess that's the equivalent of being MVP of the game. Okay, but he just won Man of the Match. And keep in mind, this guy is 22 years old, but I can't chalk up what he did to being young, because even a young man should know better. Okay, let's get right to his post-game interview and then discuss, you know, what this young man did. Mohamed Anas, I want those out there listening to tell me what he did wrong when you hear it, okay? Okay.
I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry. My wife, Lizzo. I love you so much from my heart.
Okay, maybe you missed it.
Whoa.
Maybe you missed it.
Whoa.
But play it one more time for those out there who may not have been paying full attention. Tell me what he did wrong here, people.
I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry. My wife, Lizzo. I love you so much from my heart.
He said, firstly, I appreciate my fans, my wife, and my girlfriend. In the Book of Hope, chapter 7, verse 4, Sean Corey Carter says, the problem is you dudes treat the one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping, effing. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Bruh, it's rules in life, okay? And treating the side chick like the main chick is an absolute no-no, okay? This man, Muhammad, is so in love with his side chick that he gave her a shout-out, a salute, in the biggest moment of his professional career thus far. Bruh, side chicks don't get holidays. Okay, you don't spend Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's, none of that with the side chicks. So why would you give the side chick a shout out in the biggest moment of your professional career? Now, as crazy as it may sound, I understand what Muhammad was trying to do. See, Muhammad is African. So as an African man, it's in his nature to have more than one wife, okay? He's just trying to bring the family together. He just picked a terrible time to let everyone know about each other, okay? Now, we here in America must learn from the mistakes of Mohamed Anas. We can't afford to do these things in Western civilization, okay? That's not our culture, but Mohamed is African. He should be allowed to salute his two wives and be unapologetic about it, okay? The biggest mistake he made, honestly, was shouting out his wife and girlfriend. If I'm the girlfriend, I'm a little upset because I'm thinking to myself, I thought African men had mad wives. Akon got mad wives. Why I gotta be just a girlfriend? Mohamed, don't let Western civilization's ways dictate the way you do things. You're African, bruh. Learn your heritage. You should have a few wives. But since you clearly haven't told the wife or girlfriend how any of this African thing works, you gotta take this L. Please give Mohamed Anas the biggest hee-haw, please. And you know, my thing though, you know, will it ever be acceptable for a man to have a wife and a girlfriend? I mean, it's 2017.
You mean in African community?
In all
you mean
over.
In the whole world?
In the world, like all over. Here.
No.
You don't think it'll ever be acceptable?
Hell no.
It's happening all the time, though.
Where?
You're right, men don't cheat.
Where?
You're right.
I guess as soon as it's acceptable for a woman to have a husband and a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, see, we're not even
equality. We're talking about gender equality. Yeah, men, if it's okay. And I would say this.
Women are better than men. Women don't have to do everything men do.
Women are better than men.
I hate when women say that because women are better than men.
It sounds crazy.
So women aren't better than men?
What? I don't understand your point in saying that men should have more than one wife.
My point is women are better than men, so women should do better than us because they know better and they are better.
So what is the question?
So if we're better, why do you need more than one of us?
Touche.
Why wouldn't I want to have more than one of a great thing?
For shit.
What are you talking about?
Because really, I look at it, if we're better than you, we need a few of you to add up to one great one.
Would you rather have one Rolex or two? One Bugatti or two?
I mean, I'd rather
have... I'm just saying.
I'm not answering that question because this could be a trick question down the line somewhere.
All I'm saying is...
I'm no fool.
Will it ever be acceptable...
I just want one Bugatti.
Will it ever be acceptable for a man... to have a wife and a girlfriend.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines.
Could this man, Muhammad, live a comfortable life with a wife and a girlfriend?
800-585-1051. So what's the question? What are you asking, sir?
Will it ever be acceptable for a man to have a wife and a girlfriend? Because the only reason I gave him Donkey today is because he shouted out his wife and then his girlfriend. But really, is that really such a crazy thing?
All right.
And he has a wife and a girlfriend?
585-1051. Will we ever see a time where it's okay to have a wife and a girlfriend?
You don't want to have a girlfriend, do you, Envy?
Me, hell no.
Do you, Charlamagne?
Absolutely not.
Charlamagne face got serious, boy.
Absolutely not.
Hell
I'm just
no.
saying, will it ever be acceptable? We can't have, we ask all kind of other hypothetical questions.
Why but you guys don't even want one. Why does it matter?
Because it's good content for the show.
All right. Talking about. Well, would you want a boyfriend and a husband?
Absolutely not. Okay, our camera guy Steve wants a husband and a boyfriend.
I can see.
2 seconds ago, she wanted it for all women.
800-585.
I said as soon as it's acceptable for men, it'll be acceptable for women.
1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey today to who, Charlamagne?
Muhammad Anas. Muhammad Anas is a soccer player, soccer star, actually. And after his post-game interview, he said this.
I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also, my wife and my girlfriend. I'm so sorry, my wife, Lizzo, I love you so much from my heart.
And my question is, will it ever be acceptable for a man to have a wife and a girlfriend?
All right, that is the question. 800-585-1051. I say hell no.
Tell me why you don't think so.
I think, one, for a man to try to juggle two females, it's hard to juggle my wife, to you know... We go through ups, we go through
why
downs.
Why are you juggling your
lefts,
wife?
We go through rights. I mean, just, you know, conversation. Being in a relationship is difficult. Being married is difficult. It's not
that
easy.
Is true.
It's a lot. So could you imagine that times two? I can't.
Well, the thing is, we don't know if it's difficult or not. Like, it might be comfortable to have a whole harem. I mean, if you think about it, we come from that. Like, you know, our heritage, and if you study your ancestral greatness, we come from having more than one wife. That might have been the happiest relationships in the world. We don't know.
Well, it didn't last. There had to be a reason it didn't last.
Yeah, because people wanted to be fun police. we got over to America, and they're like, you know what? You can only have one of these, you know?
Now, what about you, Angela?
Well, I think men have enough problems handling one woman at a time. So imagine trying to have to deal with several at a time. Just be a great man to one woman instead of trying to be a great man to several women.
But imagine.
And spreading yourself thin. I also feel like anything that anybody wants to do in their relationship is acceptable as long as both parties are okay with it. Imagine. So as a woman, if you're okay with having another woman involved in your relationship, that's fine. And as a man, if you're okay with having an open relationship and your woman seeing other men too, then that should be okay. But that has to be something that's agreed upon. I don't care what people do in their relationship.
Women aren't wired like men. They're just not. Women are better than us for a lot of different reasons.
This just sounds like an excuse to make it acceptable for men to do something that women
like. We gotta stop saying that men and women should be doing the same things. Women do things that men can't. Men do things that women can't. Period.
So relationships and relationships, it should be okay for a man to have more than one woman, but for a woman, it's not okay.
If you can show me some examples,
there are cultures
history,
where that does happen.
Well, show me some examples. Okay. I'm always open to learning new things. If you can show me some examples historically of women having more than one husband, I'm all for it. But all I'm saying is, can you imagine two women in the house helping each other out?
My wife definitely can't have more than one husband.
It don't even look right.
No. No way, no how, right. No way.
Both of y'all running the train on your wife.
See, you take it too far. you always take things too far.
Yes, there is a marriage practice where women have multiple husbands.
Where? Tell us where. Give us school us where.
Okay, there are various reasons. They are called polyandrous societies, and that's in Asia, Africa, and even among several North and South American Native tribes.
Okay, well, you all in. You're half Asian. Go.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Robert. I'm from Miami.
Robert, it sounds like you got a couple of wives, bro.
Well, I'm working on it, to be honest with you.
And what's the problem?
But let me just tell you this, all right? As black people, especially in America, we're not meant to have a monogamous relationship.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Our original way of life is to have more than one wife.
That is very true, sir.
So we get looked down when we try to have more than one wife. But yet this country says it's okay for us to have, for a man to marry another man. This country says it's okay for a man to turn himself into a female. But the moment you say that I want to have a wife, more than one wife, they look at you as crazy, you're nasty. But at the end of the day, we're going back to our original ways.
You know, so then why not just not get married?
Everything he's saying is absolutely correct. And you also have to keep in mind that 10 years ago, being married to a man when you were a man was frowned upon in this society as well. So you have to keep it up alive if you are looking to have a more than one wife in the future. Polygamy may be legal in the future. You never know.
It may be legal, but I don't think it will be legal.
Now, what do you think about women having more than one husband?
It doesn't make damn sense.
Oh, okay. This really sounds very
it's
sexist
the truth,
to me.
No, listen.
Yes, it is.
Listen to me, right? Listen. You pee sitting down, right?
Nope, I squat.
He says he's pissed.
I squat. And you can be sitting down if you want. I don't understand how you urinate has to do with being married.
Let him explain.
My
point might be funny. Go ahead.
My point is, you're a female, I'm a guy. It's a lot of things you can't compare to us with each other, okay? Now, if one man impregnates three females and has kids with them, we all know who the father is, okay?
We know you're going to beef about child support.
But no, not if I have all my females underneath one roof as a smart man.
Well, I'm going to keep it real
with
you.
You've been thinking this one through, bro.
I've been reading about communities where men outnumber women, and that's actually where they have polyandrous communities, because for a tribe survival, it doesn't make sense for men and women to partner off, so these women have more than one husband.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. The reason why men outnumber women now is because the way how the society's been ran for the past 400 to 500 years.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you a professor, sir, or something?
No, he's really thought about this.
I'm just curious.
He's really read up about this.
I'm somebody with no high school education.
But you read up that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I taught a lot of my stuff. Teach myself a lot of things, okay? And to keep the black household together, we need to start building up this black household instead of breaking it up like how we've been doing.
Bring families together. Black wives matter. How many can I have?
All right, okay. Man. All right, bro. All right. So I guess you wouldn't date him, are you?
No, he doesn't sound like he can handle one woman.
All right. 800-585-1051. What's the question, Charlamagne?
Will it ever be acceptable for a man to have, more than one woman?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, during Donkey Today, Charlamagne gave
Muhammad Anas. Right. Muhammad Anas is a soccer star who shouted out his girlfriend and his wife. Let's play the clip.
I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also, my wife and my girlfriend. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much from my heart.
A slip of the spirit. That's all that was. You know what I mean? Muhammad is just answering his African nature. His African nature is to have more than one wife. He's trying to bring the family together. He just picked a terrible time to do it.
And we're asking what this morning?
Will it ever be acceptable for a man to have a wife and a girlfriend? Because we see it all the time, man.
It's been going
on since the beginning of time. But then you see people nowadays, like, Lou Will got two girlfriends? Or my man, D-Ray Davis got two women.
And they know about each other, and they're fine with it. The problem is when men try to sneak around and do things and lie.
Well, that's why the question is, will it ever be acceptable?
But hello, I think in that case, any relationship should be acceptable.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Keisha. I'm in Houston.
Hey, Keisha, will it ever be acceptable for a man to have two wives?
Yes.
Okay, tell us why.
Because I was a girlfriend to a guy who was married, and we all lived together. We raised our kids together. We paid bills together. We did everything as a family.
Really?
Who is this amazing man that we'd love to have nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? Who is this man?
I'm not going to say his name.
Are y'all still together now?
Who is this legend?
No, we're not together now. I left and came back to Houston.
Why'd you leave if it was so good?
Because I was looking for an employment opportunity back in Houston. And the little city we was in didn't have it.
Do you prefer polygamous relationships over regular, like, you know, relationships?
At times I do. But I'm happy in a monogamous relationship now. But, yeah, I think about it often.
Now, how did y'all decide who has sex in one night?
Or did y'all just do it all together?
We have, but me and him got it in all the time.
I need to know who is this legend that you speak of? Where does he live?
In Texas.
God damn.
All right, but in the long run, it didn't work because you wound up leaving.
Right.
Okay.
It's possible.
She didn't leave because of the relationship. She said she left for an employment opportunity.
But if the penis was that good, she would have stayed.
Ain't got nothing to do with penis.
No, because at the end of the day, I can still drive to go get it.
So, all right.
It has nothing.
She don't want him. It's over. He couldn't handle it.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, we're talking about, is it possible for a man to have two wives?
Oh, yeah, because I have a husband and a girlfriend.
Oh, man. Now, this is a spin on this.
So your husband's able to dip in both of y'all?
Yeah, we have threesomes, but he mostly is with me because I'm his wife. But she's my girlfriend.
Okay.
I invite her over, and then, you know.
So that's you having fun, too. That's not necessarily him having that. But it's actually you having a husband and a girlfriend.
And he don't got to take care of her on holidays because that's your girlfriend. You got to handle all that.
Yeah, but he helps out, too, because, you know, he gets to dip in.
Wow. Drop on the clues bar for these legendary relationships we're hearing about this morning. Wow. I never heard that one. That's a good one. You got a girlfriend. Wow. Congratulations,
Mom. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Alexis.
Hey, Alexis. You think it's okay for a man to have two wives? You think society would ever accept it?
I mean, I think it's okay if it's for the man and the women that he's with. And, you know, I think eventually society will accept it because, you know, everyone wants power over their own life and, you know, what they want to decide to do and have with other people. So I think in the near future, things will differ.
So do you have a husband that has another wife? Is it three of y'all?
No, I don't. But if a man was completely honest with me and I was attracted to her and she was appealing to me and she's you know, family oriented and willing to, you know, we build together.
So you're open to it.
As well as foundation, and don't be a jealous woman because of, you know, or intimidated by me, then I wouldn't have an issue with it.
So you're open to it.
I'm open to all things in life.
Yeah,
you only live once.
Yeah, so it seems like we're learning about open-mindedness and honesty this morning.
Right. Yeah, totally. I mean, I feel like, you should have every right to live your life how you want to. I mean, I feel like we're forced to be with one person, and deep down we really want to be with different people, but men and women.
Right, open relationships across the board.
I don't think women are better. Women feel the same way. We're just forced to be so conservative and one guy and this, that, and the third. So
because men place these restrictions on women and act like they can do what they want, but women can't.
So men aren't forced to be conservative? Like, we're all in the same boat here, people. Like,
I thought we said there was double standards.
There is a clear double standard. That's the truth. Women do things that men can't. Men do things that women can't. That's just the way nature is set up.
So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is always keep an open mind, a compassionate heart, and a wet vagina and hard penis.
It's weird. Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's weird to have a hard penis and wet vagina?
Well, we got.
I didn't know that was the moral of the story. Yes, Emmy.
What's the rumors?
We are going to talk about Tyson Beckford, find out who we called a F-boy. Also, Tyrese. He has to address everybody who is saying that his wife isn't black again.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Tyrese is still defending himself and his marriage. He posted, "When we fell for each other, it wasn't falling at all. I was walking into a house and suddenly knowing you are home. Now, guys, go ahead, be yourself. We will be in the bed, cuddles, loves, and hugs, and I'm sure you're going to see to it that we're entertained. Let's start by arguing that she's a white girl. Yeah, that's a good start. Get it all out your system. Say whatever it is you want. Just know we good over here." Then he did the hashtag, the Gibson. She got her masters. I own my masters.
Why is Tyrese trying to beat the internet? Tyrese, you can't beat the internet. If the internet say your wife is white, your wife is white.
Well, according to TMZ, they broke it down. They said she's Ecuadorian, Jamaican, and African-American. So, just so you know. It must really bother him, though. It's really getting to him because he's done several posts now.
Why does it matter?
He's letting us know.
If you know your
wife... I don't
know
why it bothers him so much.
If you know your wife is African-American, who cares what the internet has to say?
I don't know.
All right, now Chance the Rapper also has had to clear up some things on the internet, on Twitter. Now, the problem was this. He was talking about people thought he had a deal with Apple, even though he's an independent artist. He said, "I never felt the need to correct folks on my relationship with Apple. But now that more people have tried to discredit my independence, I want to clear things up. Apple gave me $500,000 and a commercial to post Coloring Book exclusively on Apple Music for 2 weeks. That was the extent of my deal. After 2 weeks, it was on SoundCloud for free. I needed the money, and they're all good people over there. I felt like if I didn't clear it up, people would keep trying to discredit all the work we did to make Coloring Book what it became. I think artists can gain a lot from the streaming wars as long as they remain in control of their own product."
What does it matter?
He wanted to clear it up. I guess he is known for being an independent artist and doing everything himself, and people were trying to say, "No, you had a deal with Apple." He wants you to know that's not true.
Somebody give me $500,000. Number one, I'm not telling y'all they gave me $500,000.
I wouldn't have said that either.
And number two, I'm not explaining why I got this $500,000 to nobody.
Well, he felt the need to, I guess, explain to people. All right, Tyson Beckford was on Watch What Happens Live, and this was the question that he was asked.
"One of us is coming out alive, and it's me. I still don't got no respect for dudes, you know. I feel bad for him, you know. Drugs is... Did I just say that?
Yes.
Do you
think that's the issue, that he's on drugs?
I think he really needs to check himself for that. Yeah, it's a bad thing. It's probably out of his control, but hey, it is what it is."
Wow. That was him talking about Chris Brown, by the way. If him and Chris Brown were in an elevator together, what would happen? And Tyson Beckford said, "One of us is coming out alive, it's me." Mm. So, you know,
I spoke to Chris Brown over the weekend, too. He called me, and he just was like, you know, he appreciated all the support that we show on his record party, which we play all the time. And it was like, it's all positive vibes. He's like, everything is all great.
I see he's saying the record's for the women now, too.
Yeah, he has a whole album. He's supposed to send a record. I think today he said we had a record. Check.
Monthly beige phone call that you all guys have. Mm-hmm. You, Steph Curry, Drake, Chris Brown.
Barack Obama.
Okay.
All right, Steve Harvey. Now, he wants to give some advice to Snoop, Bow Wow, T.I., and everybody that's harassing Donald Trump. And here is what he said on his show.
"Be smart now, because if we gonna start pulling back our bow and arrow, shooting it, remember, they got one, too. Now, you ain't got to be scared of nothing, and that don't make you a punk, but you got to be smart, because all y'all talking got money, and they know how to go after that money. Let me tell you, leave the first lady out of this. I'm telling y'all, you're going down another path with these cats now. You start messing with their wives, man, and his family.
Yeah.
Think about your own. If somebody come at you, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But when they come at your kids and your wife, you different, man."
True talk.
What Steve Harvey trying to tell y'all is, it's a felony to threaten the president. People go to jail for threatening the president and threatening the president's family. He doesn't want to see any of those brothers get in trouble. Okay.
Now, is it a felony when they say that you should kill these artists?
What do you mean?
Like I said, okay, because on Fox, the host of one of the show on The Five actually said that Bow Wow and Snoop Dogg should be killed.
Oh,
check it
out.
What should the Secret Service do, Kimberly? It's an actual threat. I mean,
yeah.
Pimping her out?
Killed him.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I would think it would be fantastic if Snoop and wannabe Snoop got a visit from, like, the federal marshals, and let's see how tough and gangster they are then.
Now, is it illegal for you to tell the Secret Service to kill them?
Two wrongs don't make a right. You know, people
that's
say...
That's not illegal.
I'm just curious.
Listen, people say she shouldn't say that because young black men are being killed by law enforcement, but guess what? In the case of Bow Wow, women are also being kidnapped and forced into the sex trade. So Bow Wow and that chick on Fox are both wrong. And I don't... Listen, all I ask y'all to do is use Google. People go to jail for threatening presidents all the time. You know how many people went to jail for threatening President Barack Obama? A dude in Jersey got arrested for threatening Obama on Facebook. Somebody in Reno got 3 years for threatening President Obama. You can't threaten the life of a sitting president or the first lady. Stop encouraging these brothers to do things that could possibly get them locked up.
And he wasn't even talking about jail. He was talking about IRS problems. He was talking about problems traveling. That's what Steve Harvey's talking about. Leave them alone.
Now, Snoop...
He said, you brothers
listen,
got money.
Snoop is good legally. Under the guise of art. But when you got a petty-ass president, you think Snoop ain't gonna be getting flagged at the airport all the time?
Absolutely.
You think Snoop may not get audited?
Audited like, all day on, long.
And then Bow Wow just made a straight-up threat. Period.
Yeah,
he did. There's no art to nothing. Bow Wow said, we're going to take your wife and pimp her.
Yeah.
Meaning we're going to kidnap your wife, put her in the sex trade. Like, that's not right.
Bow Wow's crazy.
You can't do that.
All right, now, Lil Yachty is not too happy about an audience member saying that his show was a little bit dead. He didn't have a lot of energy. Here's what happened.
No energy. Me? What you want me to do? Shut your ass up. Suck my ass. How about that?
So apparently what happened was he was saying the audience had no energy. Somebody in the audience said, well, actually, you have no energy. And he got upset and him and his crew started throwing water at the audience and going crazy and telling him to suck my whatever and calling the guy a bitch and all of that because he said he had no energy.
Yachty should be at the point now where he's used to people critiquing his art. Okay. People been calling Yachty whack since he came in the game.
He still got another record that's on radio now. I've been hearing a lot with called I Spy. He got another record that's coming out on the pop side. His records don't really have energy. Like, they don't have energy.
Minnesota used to rock.
That one, but the new ones don't really have energy right now.
They don't have energy for old people like us.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
To them kids, them records is energetic as hell.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But I guess it's different when somebody says something on Twitter or Instagram and then right in your face while you're performing. Like, you have no energy. Probably make you mad.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Thank you, Angela.